Hi everyone, this is Mikey, the host of The Mikey Show. People also know me as Aquaman, M18, the man with the plan, of course, right? Mike on the mic, even though I don't like going by Mike. Michael, who saved money by Geico by getting lipo. I'm joking, that's not me. No, I do this segment every week, every Friday. But for some odd reason, my podcast distributor is kind of being... It won't release all my podcasts for some odd reason. So I don't know what to do regarding this. But, yeah. But... Yeah, this is my new music on Friday on Spotify. But I'm just going to say this right into this, before I even start this podcast of, you know, playing some songs for you guys and critiquing it for you guys and what I think about it. I just have to say this. One of my coworkers at my other job told me that Eminem dropped a surprise album, so I'm like, you know what, I'll check that out. So I checked it out. Hands down, that Eminem's Kamikaze album is by far the best work he has ever done. Like, it's like he goes raw as hell. This is like, it's sick as hell. There's not a song that you will not skip. That's how it's good. Like, I don't know if it's a mixtape or an album, but it's like, I believe it's an album. But Eminem, man, he is truly definitely, like, he is a GOAT. He is truly the rap god. He's the best there will ever be. I'm speechless. And, like, most of the new music on Spotify is his album, actually. As I scroll down, it's literally his whole album. He's straight up killing these charts, and he's gonna he's said a lot of stuff that's been bothering him, and yeah. But the first song I'm gonna get into is my first song is going to be Lucky You. It's off of the new Eminem CD that I just told you guys about not so long ago. Lucky You, Joyer Lucas, and M.
I done did a lot of things in my day. I admit it, I don't take back what I say. If I said it, then I meant it. All my life I won a Grammy, but I probably never get it. I ain't never had no trophy or no motherfucking ribbon. Fuck the system, I'm that nigga. Bend the law, cut the rules. I'm about to risk it all. I ain't got too much to lose. Y'all been eating long enough. It's my turn to cut the food. Pass the plate, rip my drink. This my day, knocking you, fuck you too. Woo! Y'all gotta move, y'all gotta move. Give me some room, give me some room, give me the truth. How about the coup? How about the coup? How about the shoot? Y'all gotta move, y'all gotta move. Give me the truth. Back on my bullshit, my back to the wall, turn my back on you, all of you finish. Back to these bullets, it's back to the top of my Mac, all of you running. Back on my hushin', it's back to the pushing, he taxing. I'm actually bumping, can't fuck with you rapping, you practically fucking. You might have been platinum, but that don't mean nothing. I'm actually buzzing this time. Straight out the kitchen, I told him not up in his mind. I do not fuck with you guys. If I don't care, you just thought you go time in this time. I ain't no gangster, but I got some bangers, some chases, some blazing, a couple of nines. Choppers and jammies, a punch and a veggie, my 20s and Christmas was out of my lives. Why don't you holler like a sumo? They say I talk like a tuna. I live in Mars, I'm not Bruno. Bitch, I'm a duck, call me Kuja. You play your cards, I regress on you all in. I might just drop on like a Uno. Diet, they book on my arm, how they call it Obuto, and all of you Bruno. If you're better to level up in the ghetto, the ghetto looking for something to probably can never find now. I'm shaking relevant, telling the beat die down. The truth and nigga, they really want me tied down. I've been alone and I never needed nobody, just only me and my shotty, get 10 niggas to lie down. You want the money, I never need fucking ability to even stick to a subject is killing me. The inability to pin humility, under the buzz of the weather, we make a bunch of songs about nothing.
after they mumble and boogie, I'm booed with a jungle. That shit is a circus. You clowns that are coming up, don't give an ounce of a motherfucker about the points. One year before you just made that, recap, way back, tease that, recap, from take decks, eight dats for the cheap raps, change that, 23 stacks, ASAP, and bring that, the ace back, cause tats of these rappers have brain damage. On a lean rap, and face that, served out like tree sap. I don't hate trap, and I don't wanna seem mad, but in fact, put a old me at the same cat. Take that, feedback, and aim back, I need that. It's inevitable, they don't button to press it, whatever the pull to give me the snap, though. And if I pay attention, I'm probably making it bigger, but you've been taking the dick for the fucking back, ho. I'm the freaking minute, got me thinking of finishing everything with a seed of minutes, and reaping the benefits. I'm a sleeping to Pilligan, as I'm peeking and thinking about an evil intent of another beat, I'm a killer, just even if I got it in the beating of Pilligan, even ketamine, I'm methamphetamine with a mini, then it better be at least 70 or 300 milligram, and I might as well, cause I'm gonna end up being a villain again. Settle to the shit, I got an elevator, you can devastate me, I'm not a fucking record breaker, I sound like a broken record every time I break a record, nobody can ever take away the legacy, I made a never kid, motherfucker, never got a right to beat this weight, I got spikes inside my DNA, but I won't kill, no will fall off, I'm working tirelessly, eh? It's the moment y'all been waiting for, like California was your rain for, and
alright, it sounds like he just broke his old record from Rap God. Holy hell, that's what I said though, like, this whole album is hot. This is like one of the best projects I ever heard of Eminem, I swear. I'm not just saying that because, you know, I'm an Eminem fan, and anything he's kind of affiliated with, but he just kills it. He kills it. He just trades up, like, you could tell what he did. To go a little faster, he made the tempo go faster. And that's why, you know, he did what he did. He flipped it, and yeah. What a lot of things about this album that what I've noticed is that he's switching it up, too. Like, in the beat, you know, it's not one beat. You know, a lot of musicians nowadays, they use one beat for the whole thing. He's using multi beats, and he's blending them in. He's taking something out and he's blending it. He's doing a really good job mixing and mastering it. But like, it's this whole album is just like that. It's the greatest thing I ever heard. Apparently Paul Rosenberg doesn't think so. He thinks it's a very slippery slope. And because he's the only one you're going to go after, everyone who said a comment about you online, or, you know, someone that says something about your album or anything, was it going to be kamikaze too? And you're going to be, it's going to be your response of all those haters among haters. It's pretty funny. I don't know. You know, but you know for a fact, this was like a spontaneous freaking album. Because, like, I didn't think he was, after Revival, I thought he was going to kind of call it quits. I thought that he comes out with this freaking amazing album. I could tell you for a fact that this album right here is going to break so much records right here. Just this Kamikaze album. It's going to break records. Because who doesn't like Eminem? Besides all the Juggalos and stuff. But, and ICP. And just, I don't know, this whole album is just straight up fire, like beyond like fire. So that's that was Eminem Lucky You with Joyner Lucas Joyner. That's a hell of a name though, right? But yeah, next song. And as I said, the next song on my list, it's not even a shit list. This is actually the top songs that's on my, when I scroll down. Literally scroll down. Next song.
Trout chopping.
I'm a huge Alessio fan, and the song is called Remedy. But it sounds off pretty good.
I didn't know that I was broken until I found my missing piece. It seemed like every door was closed. You are so far out of reach. I'm coming at you, got lips like your eye. I got nothing but serve you. Feeling so high on that look in your eyes. I got nothing but serve you. I believe
All right. As what I said, that song was Remedy by Alessio. But I actually like it. It kind of sounds like Justin Bieber singing, but I don't know. But whoever it is a great vocalist. I'll give him that. But the song is really, really good. I haven't heard anything like new from Alessio for a while, like his original work. But yeah, this song is going to do really good on the EDM charts because it's really good and really catchy. It's kind of like, you know, it's not, you know, for all those people who's not a big fan of EDM like I am, I'm a fan of all music from EDM, trance, rap. I haven't got into trap, but like country, old country, 90s music, all alternative, rock. But I'm a fan of all music. But it just seems like this song is really good. So it would do really good on the Billboard charts and EDM charts because it's really damn good, actually. So, but yeah, that was Alessio, Remedy. And as what I said, let's just keep this party going. Oh, great. Okay, the song is called Baby, right? Or Bebe. It's by 6ix9ine and... And you will, double A, whatever you want to call his name. But, honestly, to be completely honest, I'm not a huge 6ix9ine fan. Honestly, I can't stand the little cocky prick. He just talks crap and all this crap to all these musicians. And, like the most latest rant, the most newest person that he's been hating on is Ludacris. And he's saying that because Ludacris said something on Wildin' Out about him, just like joking wise, and like, yeah, he's like, "You stupid," but like, man, you a literary motherfucker. So honestly, I can't stand 6ix9ine. This whole facade that he puts up, that he's just a hardcore, you know, mofo. Just I can't stand his facade. And the whole image that he puts onto the people, that he's just a hardcore rapper. Man, you look like a freaking clown, man. Looking like freaking a big bowl of Fruity Pebbles on your freaking head, man. Calm the hell down, man. Live life, man. Stop living like you are like above everyone. And honestly, your rap style sucks as hell. So you stupid. You know, you need to go back to school, you illiterate ass. But yeah, let's go back to the song, though. song was called Baby by 6ix9ine and Ray inside of some weird guy. but it's called Baby. Obviously, it's called Baby. But it's Baby is probably a lingo, or it's Baby in Spanish. I'm not sure which one it is. But, you know, but whatever. International wise, I think the song would do good, but like, I don't hold your breath on that because, you know, I don't know. But just, I'm not a huge 6ix9ine fan. It's kind of a different. It's in Spanish. I don't, you know, since I think, well, they're like in the music video, I believe that they're like Cuba flags. I think Cubans speak Spanish for the most part. I think, but I could be wrong. But like, you know, don't even, the song is. The beat is catchy, but I just, his whole facade that he puts on his whole image, just, it's aggravating, because it's not real, you know, and I'm not, you could call me a hater, but, you know, but it just, I can't, you know, I can't stand his whole image. Image is everything, especially when it comes to the public eye and media's eye. But, you know, depends just how you want to look. Obviously, he wants to look like a clown, but, that's just him, though. But, yeah, so my next song is...
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.